Hello and welcome to Jom Pakai IoT Podcast. This podcast is meant to help you in your journey towards Internet of Things. So today's episode, my name is Mazlan Abbas. I'll try to share with you what are the things that we want to do about ESG. And we know there's a lot of things. The term ESG means environmental, social and governance. And this is a very hot topic that people have been working on. So let's take a look at how... there are 10 ways that IoT can drive the ESG compliance. There is this beautiful symbiotic relationship between ESG and IoT, which offers the organizations the opportunity for them to manage their risks, foster sustainable practices, and probably achieve a very long-term growth. So, what happened is that by implementing these IoT technologies and strategies driven by these ESG principles, all these businesses can actually enhance their reputation, attract environmentally and socially what we call conscious investors, and probably improve the customer engagement. So let's take a look at 10 of these ways that they can do. One, if you look at the energy efficiency, we see that IoT plays a very crucial role in monitoring and also optimizing the energy usage in buildings and also the industrial facilities. So what it leads is that it reduces energy consumption, lower the greenhouse gas emissions, and also decrease energy costs. So then actually it will contribute to the whole environmental aspect of what we call the ESG. Secondly, take a look at how we can sustain the supply chain management. We see that IoT can help all these businesses by achieve this transparency and visibility in their supply chains. By what? By tracking their transportation goods and materials. This allows companies now to analyze and also predict the environmental impact of the sourcing and fulfilling of their products. So this can address both what we call environmental and governance factors. As you know, we need to have that transparency and visibility, the governance part. Thirdly, environmental monitoring. You take a look at, there's a lot of IoT sensors that can collect all these environmental factors such as the air, water quality, soil conditions. This one will help a lot of organizations to identify and address any environmental issues. And of course, reinforcing them in their commitment towards this environmental aspect of ESG. Now let's take a look at the number four, which is social responsibility. So how can IoT help this? So what IoT can do is that you can deploy IoT to monitor the employees' working conditions and ensure any compliance with any labor laws and human rights standards. So in terms of the safety and security of the employees themselves. So this will address the social component of ESG. So then you can create a better conditions or working conditions inside for their employees themselves. Fifth, innovation. If you can combine IoT and ESG together, it can foster a new way of developing new products and services, and also address these environmental and social issues. We know that IoT can create new products when sensors are being connected, new revenue streams for them. So this can promote more sustainable business practices and of course, for their potential long-term growth. Number six, risk management. We know that ESG compliance and governance regulations are becoming very stringent across all the industries in order for you to comply with this. So by adopting these ESG practices, companies can actually mitigate any potential risks such as regulatory fines and reputational damage. So you have sensors, IoT that can collect data and show the data that it complies to the regulations. Number seven, cost savings. Of course, we know that by implementing IoT, you can help companies to reduce costs, lowering the energy consumption and waste. This also helps you to avoid any regulatory fines, financial losses due to any reputational harm, that you don't comply to ESG. But IoT will have ability to help you in showing the correct data. Number 8 is the long-term growth of the companies. Companies want to prioritize ESG so they can position themselves for the long-term growth by looking at all these future challenges, especially in the context of climate change and also political instability. So they can at least gather the data and they can position themselves for long-term growth. Number 9, best practices. And we see a lot that in order for us to achieve ESG goals with this IoT technology, companies actually can establish very specific goals that they can measure, use IoT sensors to collect all this data to measure their progress. This data, once they have collected, they can identify areas for improvement. They can automate a lot of processes. And finally, they can continuously evaluate the performance of the technologies, the operations, and most likely they look at the governance structures finally to achieve these ESG goals. And finally, number 10 is all about collaboration. So working with other companies or industry groups and the government agencies, they can share these best practices and maybe develop a common standards for IoT and ESG, how they can contribute to a more sustainable way of doing business. So the across all these countries. So we see there's a lot of things that ESG actually for IoT companies, they will able to help this ESG compliance is very instrumental in achieving these ESG goals. So by integrating the ESG principles into any IoT implementation, businesses can actually not only reap the rewards but for themselves, but also contributes to a more sustainable and responsible society. Okay, guys, we will meet you again in the next episode of Jom Pakai IoT.